Hey everybody, welcome to the 45 podcast. Today we have the famous Joshua Pico. Welcome, Josh.
Thanks, bro. How are you guys
doing? Good, bro.
I'm glad.
Today it happens to be freezing.
It is.
And rainy, dude.
Kayla, your house must be...
My house is like actual, like I feel like I'm in the snow somewhere.
Right.
Yeah, something else.
Guys, I think my house was up early last night in all that wind, to be honest.
It was crazy.
That was scary.
It was.
But, Joshua, before we start, we are going to ask you two questions.
Go for it. I'm ready.
They better be good. Okay, so the first question is, who are you? What are you doing? Just about you.
All right, so is that two questions?
No, that's your first question.
Okay. My name is Joshua Pico. I'm currently studying a degree in psychology. And in the meantime, I work for like a communications type company thing just to earn some extra cash dollar. And I'm also a photographer. Nice. So I take the shots.
Fancy.
Sure.
No, everything, nothing.
And then your second question is, what has been your favorite thing about lockdown?
In the beginning of lockdown, my family did like this movie list where we watched really good movies. So I really enjoyed that.
But you chose the bad movie.
No. Ash is really good one.
We've just heard a bit of...
You can disregard all of that. I choose the top ones. We did that for like 4 weeks and then lockdown got extended like 6 times. So that kind of fizzled out.
Yes.
But otherwise, this is probably my favorite thing. I've started growing avocado trees from Pips. one is sprouting so far, so that's progress. But once you've grown one, you cannot eat an avocado without like taking the pip and trying to grow a tree from it.
Do they have names?
The first one is named Albert. So I'll name the rest when they start sprouting.
Nice. don't want to get attached.
Yeah, exactly.
I respect that, Jeez.
Yeah. If anyone needs an avocado, apparently they take like 15 years to start producing fruit.
Yeah.
But if anyone needs an avocado tree.
just a little plug, I'm going to be selling avocados in about 15 years, so stay tuned.
But I try to grow green peppers from the, because there's like thousands of seeds in those things.
Right.
Yeah.
So I was like, surely this cheese must grow. Bro, I didn't grow one single thing.
I also try to grow stuff. Just didn't work. Just lockdown.
It takes a different kind of faith, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro. Faith like an avocado seed, you know what I'm saying, bro?
Bro. Okay, cool. Joshua, dude, will you please go into your devotion? Thank you.
Of course. All right. So today I'm going to be speaking on idols. So you may be thinking, you know, like, why are you preaching on idols? Why are you speaking about idols? We don't really, you know, we don't carve out like wooden things in our daily life and then worship those. But lately I've been reading through sort of the Old Testament. So, you know, Leviticus, Numbers, all those fun books. But I got to Chronicles and Ezra and Nehemiah. And basically it speaks about the kings in those times, the kings of Israel. And sometimes, so that there was good kings and bad kings. Some of the guys were pretty crummy and other ones were pretty solid oaks. But the thing that set apart the good ones from the bad was that when a good king came, it said, you know, he followed in the footsteps of his fathers and he removed the idols from the land. So Israel kind of went through this up and down where they would worship God and everything would go right. And then they would become complacent and they would begin worshiping the gods of the land. So they settled in the land and there were people there already. And they kind of took on the beliefs and practices of like the people who had lived mm-hmm. there. So they started worshiping their gods and then they built idols to them. But then when a good king came, he would remove those idols and, you know, sort of like detox his land from all the other things and turn their attention to God. So that got me thinking, and I was thinking, you know, what in our lives have we made idols in our day-to-day lives, you know? So is there anything, like, to put the question to you guys, is there anything that you guys can think you find yourself making an idol, like, out of, it could be you spend too much time, you know, on Facebook or Instagram, or you let
TikTok.
Oh, TikTok. That's a big one. But like, is there anything in your guys' lives that you find like takes you away from God?
Brandon, you want to go first?
probably Netflix.
All right.
I think, I'm very quick to be like, oh, cool, got some free time. Let's like watch an episode or two.
Yeah.
Of like a show.
Yeah, same. I think for me, it's like I like to try like new things. So now I'm like drawing all these things on like the iPad and stuff like that. And then every little like spare moment I have, I'm doing that. I think I just, you know, stuff like that. And TikTok takes a lot of my time. And Facebook videos. I watch way too many Facebook videos. It's really strange, but I'm quite obsessed with Facebook videos.
Their own, I guess. Not like yeah, so there's all these like different things that we may not see as a bad thing, but in times where, you know, our relationship with God is fine, we kind of let these other things creep up on us. Like, we read like a verse of our Bibles and then we're like, all right, that's enough for today. I think I'm going to go watch some Facebook videos. Mm-hmm. And we do that for like 4 hours and then we're like, why did I do that? But reading in the Bible, like, it really got me thinking about like, if we are to serve God and be people after his own heart, like what do we need to remove in our lives? And this, I was looking at some verses, and the one is Psalm 37, verse 4. And it says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And that's, I found that really cool because, we like you're saying with TikTok and Facebook videos and stuff, we look for delight in other things. You know, if we've had like a down day, we go to like Facebook videos, we watch videos of cats, yeah. Or we go on
yes,
we go on TikTok, or there was these things on YouTube with these guys, they made like these houses with like sticks. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but they go like okay. Dig out houses in the ground just with sticks in them.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yes.
Like, we delight
the weird side like, of YouTube.
Yeah, dude. The stuff you find on YouTube is crazy, but we delight ourselves in all of these things, and then those become the desires of our heart. And what we're getting out of that is, it's not going to really add anything to our lives. Like, maybe we'll know how to make like a little shelter in the ground with a stick from watching YouTube, or we'll know how to do like the renegade from TikTok or something like that.
Yeah.
But if we are to change the focus and, you know, delight ourselves in the Lord, like what we want changes. So people always, mm-hmm. like a lot of people think, you know, with this verse, if you delight yourself in the Lord, then the desires of your heart will be granted to you. So, you know, you'll get a Ferrari, or you'll get like a new Xbox or PlayStation or a new Fortnite skin, if people still play Fortnite. But what this verse is saying, it's like, if you delight yourself in the Lord, like the desires of your heart will change, and like those will be granted to you because you'll be so in line with what, you know, God wants for your life. So it's really just changing the focus of, you know, where do you go when you're feeling low or when you're feeling excited? Like, Do you delight yourself in God, or are you filling your life with other things? So that's kind of, that's the first challenge, is like, where are you going to delight yourself? Like, what is your go-to when you're down, or even when you're happy? So that's like the first challenge. Mm-hmm. And then the second one is from Psalm 119 verse 11. And it says, I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. And I was reading the Old Testament as well. And so basically they got invaded by these people and their temple was destroyed and everything was wrecked. And so they went like hundreds of years like this. And then they were rebuilding the temple and they discovered, you know, the law of that Moses had that came from God. And they gathered all the people and they would read the law to everyone and everyone would be so like amazed by it. And they all like made an agreement to live by it and stuff. And that really goes to show, you know, how important God's word is.
Yeah.
And how in our daily lives, you know, we don't even like, we take for granted that we have this amazing book available to us with like basically that came directly from God.
Yeah.
So the second challenge is, you know, are we taking time to store up God's word in our hearts and, you know, living according to that?
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one is from 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. And it says, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. And the third challenge and like thing that I got from this is like, what's like, how is my heart doing? And that kind of sounds like a silly question. Like, you know, how's the old heart doing? Like pumping blood? Okay, cool. But it's not, it's more of like a, you know, how is the health of my heart? Like what am I filling my mind and, you know, my heart and my soul with? And like, what am I feeding it? Because if all I'm consuming is, you know, like junk and like stuff, that's not very good. Like my heart is not going to be very good either. You know, if you just eat donuts, like your heart health isn't going to be great. And if you're just consuming, you know, like negative or, you know, things that pull you away from God, your heart, the health of your heart in that sense, isn't going to be great either. So it's just a challenge to, you know, evaluate what am I consuming and like what's going in and how is my, like my heart actually doing. And there's a verse that goes with this as well. And it's Psalm 51 verse 10. And it says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And this kind of, I just took this as a challenge, you know, to evaluate, you know, the things that I'm like consuming. You know, there's so much on like Instagram and Facebook and stuff. And when I look at it, is it bringing me closer to God, or is it just filling my life with, you know, with junk and stuff that's unnecessary? Like an example of this, I follow a lot of meme pages. And like a lot of the time they're heckin' funny, dude. I really enjoy them. But sometimes they're like the stuff, like sometimes they'll post something and then you laugh at it at first and then you're like, actually, like, should that be something that like I'm laughing at? Like, is that necessary? Like, is this bringing me closer to God, or is it just, you know, something that's worldly and in actuality is not, you know, the healthiest thing to be consuming? So then I also took the challenge. So that was like the last one, you know, like how is my heart doing? How is my heart health and what am I consuming? So the three questions that I've basically been sitting with and I posed like to everyone listening as well, like what is pulling you away from God? Like what's the idol in your life? Is God the, like your delight and your desire? Like, are you wanting to spend time with God? And then the third one is like, what am I consuming? And is that being beneficial and helpful to my walk with Christ? Mm. And that's kind of just the three things that have been on my heart recently and that I posed to everyone listening, like those three questions. And it was a pretty short diva, like that's it. But like I encourage you guys to like sit with those questions and really just mull them over and, you know, take a look at your life and see how they apply to you.
Awesome.
Cool.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thanks, my dude.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to the sound of my voice for that long.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's a good reminder.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, something to think about, because especially like when you said that example about the memes thing, like even the series we watch and like TikTok, obviously there's stacks of like there's tons of different things. Yeah. And you just get into like the entertainment mode and you're just like, oh, that's funny. Mm. Oh, that's cringy. Oh, what's that? But you don't really like think about what you're watching.
Mm.
So yeah, bro, it's a good reminder, dude.
Mm. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah.
It's an honor. Ever since I was a little kid, I've dreamt of this. So thanks for making your kids' dreams come true. I appreciate it.
Yeah, bro, that's what we do here at 45. You know, we make dreams come true.
Yeah.
Come on. Cool, bro. Thank you so much again. And guys, if you are listening to us during the lockdown, we have two online services on Sunday mornings and evenings at swbc.online.church. It would be awesome to see you join us there. But if not, we will see you at the next episode of the 45 podcast. Cheers, guys.
Bye. Cheers.